Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know that while the winter meetings were going on out in California, Kenny Williams and Ken Rosenthal wrote this piece about Kenny Williams getting up and saying some stuff about hiring at the highest levels of baseball. When you're talking about managers or people who run teams as GMs or team presidents, I imagine that he's felt very alone, like looking around the rooms of that he's in. And he probably is sitting there going, I thought that we were working towards changing some of this. And change can sometimes go very, very slow. But for Kenny, considering where he's made it to in his career, he's like iconic status. And I know that there are plenty of White Sox fans that have frustration with Kenny for whatever reason. He and I have clashed on particular issues. But I'll tell you this much, when it comes to some of the issues that he's been most vocal about in the last 18 months, I am in lockstep with him on this and how baseball needs to try and diversify its game at the highest level. Ownership is one thing, and that's really, really difficult because you got to find people that have money and then they got to be let into the club. But when it comes to hiring practices, those are ways where you can try to knock out some of the inherent things of hiring people that are just like you. I don't think that when we use the term bias, people will sometimes get frustrated, but you have to understand that some of this stuff is built in. Like it's built in to who we are as people. And sometimes we look at people that we think reflect us. And we often lean towards those people. And it could be a difference of ethnic background, or it could be that you think similarly. It could be that you've been in the same place with the same people for a long time, and they maybe see your point of view easier, that the task becomes easier. That's where all of us have to then challenge ourselves to go, are we getting the best candidates for jobs that are open? Are we giving ourselves the best opportunity to hire the best person, but also have the best hiring process? Let me go back to Kenny Williams in particular. With the hiring of Ozzie Guillen, they kind of knew what they wanted to do. They knew who they wanted to hire. Cito Gaston, right, Herbie? Wasn't Cito Gaston that was just sitting there waiting for the White Sox to hire back then?
Correct.
But at the behest of Jerry Reinsdorf, right? He's like, interview Ozzie, see what Ozzie's got going on. Ozzie goes into that interview and wows them. And they're like, no, this is the manager of the White Sox going forward. That's a case of someone in a position of power looking at the process and maybe not saying the process needs to be changed. Because, I mean, Cito Gaston's a man of color, so it's not like it. But him saying, are we casting a wide enough net to find the right person? And then you take another look and you go, wow, this person changed my mind. it's hard to get into those rooms. And for what, a quarter century, Kenny's been in those rooms kind of by himself, trying to fight the good fight. And I remember last year, it was him and Theo Epstein who were really out here talking about hiring in baseball. And I'll get to Theo in a second. Jed Hoyer was in the room. So let me paint the picture for you. The meetings are going on. Everyone's around the table. Curtis Granderson had spoken. This is all according to Ken Rosenthal. Curtis Granderson had spoke about changing the way that the hiring process goes. And then he asked for feedback. And then Kenny was like, I've got some feedback for y'all. And he gave him some feedback. This is what Jed Hoyer had to say about hiring processes and his role in those hiring processes.
I thought Kenny's words, I think his thoughts were spot on and really powerful, you know, coming from him and the way he phrased things. I thought, you know, I think everyone in the room, the sort of rapt attention, you could hear a pin drop. And he's 100% right. You know, I think you look around the room and it is very similar backgrounds. And I think that's something that we have to actively work on. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot internally, you know, as we go through each search, you know, how we change our hiring processes. You know, I think that I think it's a challenge that we all have to undertake. And I think that, you know, the hope has to be, you know, this is not going to be the kind of change that, you know, next year you're not going to look in that room. It's going to be completely different. But, you know, my hope is, you know, over the next, you know, 3 to 5 to 10 years that room changes completely. And it should. It should look a lot more like Major League Baseball looks. And it doesn't right now. You know, the on-field product and the front office product or the people working in the front office, it looks different. And we need to change that. And Kenny's 100% right that it is time for that change. And then we've talked about it a lot, but it hasn't come yet. And, you know, what I always, you know, talk about is, and I think we've done a really good job of this here over the last few years, is I think you have to start, you know, you have to start that at the grassroots level, really focus on finding diverse perspectives, you know, during the hiring process. Because when you look around that room, almost every person in that room came up as an intern. They started at the bottom level as an intern, and they worked their way up rung by rung. And that's just, you know, it's hard to find a lot of people that didn't play in the big leagues among the executives that didn't come up that way. So, you know, with that, I think we have to really, you know, focus our lower level hiring on finding those diverse perspectives and allowing those employees to grow up through the ranks. And I think when we do that, I think we're going to see a tremendous change. So I'm really glad Kenny said that. I thought it was a really impressive moment. And I think for everyone that was in the room, that will be the moment they take away from those GM meetings as the most powerful. And he's right. And you know, we all have to do a better job, the Cubs included. And I think we've done a lot of really, you know, good things in this regard over the last year, but we can all be better, and we'll all, you know, continue to strive to be better.
Okay. A couple of things. There's one thing in there that I really like, and this is from the experience in my industry where interning is a big deal, but how interning is pretty much dead in broadcasting for a lot of different reasons, which I honestly don't have time to go into right now. At some point, maybe we will. But where I think that while I think that Jed is well-meaning in what he's saying about, well, you got to kind of pay your dues, and to pay your dues, you got to get in on the lower levels and then work your way up. I think a lot of people understand that that is a way that a lot of us look at it, like a meritocracy idea of, yes, you got into this industry, you worked your way up, you caught people's eye, people noticed you. But the idea of, well, just wait. Just wait. 7 to 10 more years, then there will be, and I don't think you have to do that. I think that baseball saw a seismic change over the last 15 years with hiring people like Theo and Jed, where it was a club of people that didn't want guys with law degrees and MBAs to have a seat at the table. Back then, it was, you aren't a baseball person, so you don't belong in this conversation. I would say to them and to Jed, I would say that one doesn't have to do it that way to be a great executive for an organization. One would have to have an understanding of baseball. But I think that there are plenty of people who haven't worked inside of baseball that if you put them at the top of an organization because of the skills that they have as an executive, the background that they may have from another industry, it might make for a good hire. But what Jed said is passively what people of color and women have dealt with for decades, where it's, no, we're going to get it fixed. You just got to wait a little bit longer. And I think for Kenny Williams sitting in that room, looking around at his peers, he's been sitting there waiting. And he's been an agent of change. And he's wondering if that change is going to be met by his peers. And he's seen the group of peers change from being people who were in baseball to people who were smart guys, the tech guys, the Theo Epsteins, the Jed Hoyers, the really sharp college dudes that found their way into baseball and then worked their way up. But it doesn't have to be that way. Just because it's the way that it's always been doesn't mean that that's the way that it should be going forward. So when Herbie said to me, he's like, yeah, we should probably get into this and talk about this. I said, you know, you're right. My friend Shakia Taylor, who was on the show before I left last week, and we were talking about Minnie Minoso and his Hall of Fame candidacy. She did a whole report on the hiring processes in baseball and how and why they're broken. And they are broken because of the inherent bias of those of us who end up hiring people that are like us, that we don't often stray from the familiar. And she asked me about this whole thing. I said, you know what? There's a piece of sound that you should hear. And it's Theo Epsteins. I had Theo on last June. Was it last June? I don't even know what year it is. Okay, June 12, 2020. Theo Epsteins came on, and we had this 30-minute incredible conversation. And it was an incredible conversation because we talked about a lot of different things. I genuinely like and respect Theo Epsteins. Anytime that I've been in long-form interviews with him, I've had an hour-long sit-down with him in front of business people, and I've had a chance to talk baseball with him occasionally, and I really, really like him, and I like his approach to things. And I think that while Jed is showing some introspection here, I don't think that it goes far enough. And I'm looking to see what Theo's next inside baseball job is and if he continues to be a man of his word. But I wanted you to hear those words from him. This was Theo on with me last year talking about having the same frustration as Kenny Williams when it comes to hiring and actually doing the work of being introspective.
The best things you can do initially is listen and then look inside and look inward and look at your own situation. And, you know, for me as a leader of this organization and in baseball operations, you have to look at your own decision-making and examine that and see if perhaps, you know, you have your own, unconscious biases that exist. And, you know, as a leader, all leaders, whether they like it or not, or whether it's intentional or not, they shape the culture around them. And so the environment of an organization is there in the makeup of an organization, the demographics of an organization, is the responsibility of every leader, whether they like it or not. If you're being honest with yourself, you can impact that. You can take control of it. Your own decision-making, the culture that you help set, defines the environment of the organization. So, if you look at the Cubs, for example, we don't have a representative number of African-American employees, especially for a team in a city like Chicago, but we just don't. And we might be up to major league averages in those areas, but that's nowhere near good enough. And that's part of the problem, is that as, you know, now you look a little bit more broadly beyond the Cubs and you look at Major League Baseball, and our numbers aren't nearly good enough. You know, we have two African-American heads of baseball operation, two African-American managers, the percentage of scouts, the percentage of front office people, they just all fall well short, not to mention, you know, the percentage of African-American players in the game is under 8% now. So, you know, that stuff doesn't happen by accident. Again, these issues are institutionalized at this point. They're systemic. They're, as I said earlier, they're everywhere, whether you can see them or not. And there's a lot of unconscious bias that goes on. So I just looked at my own decision making, and, you know, I've hired a lot of, you know, African-American people and people from all different races and backgrounds. But, you know, if I'm being honest with myself, and in my time at the Cubs, I said the other day, I'm not afraid to say it again. Like, what, you know, there've been a lot of key decisions where I end up hiring someone who looks like me or with a similar background as me. And I think that's a default for a lot of people, and a dangerous default, because you end up falling back on the comfort of the familiar. And when you do that, you don't end up with a diverse enough organization. You do that, you don't end up with diversity of perspective or experience or opinion as well. And you can't be quite as effective that way. So I just thought that needed to be said, because I thought if I called myself out on it, maybe it would, just for a split second, also have, you know, cause others in baseball to take a look inside as well at their own unconscious biases to see if they're there, and see if, you know, collectively we take a moment and try to change.
I think he needs to speak even louder, because there still hasn't been enough of that. And I think it's hard, because no one wants to be a token interview. And the hope of anyone that's in these positions is, I know that they're probably, I'll speak from my own experience. As I look at this, if I were to put myself in the position of, let's say, Ozzie Guillen interviewing for the Padres job, him being out of baseball for as long as he's been out of baseball, considering that he has a World Series championship, I know that I would go into it going, yeah, they probably want to check a box, and it sucks that they want to check a box. But if I go into that room, I want to give myself a chance, and I want to wow them, and I want to win that job. There's still, inside of baseball, not enough opportunities for folks to wow at the highest levels. And I can imagine Kenny Williams looking at this and pulling his hair out and saying, we're still not doing enough. And a texter brought it up, and I think it's a very valid point, where 20 years ago you have Jerry Reinsdorf banging the table to allow Ozzie Guillen to interview, and then you have him usurping the interview process to bring in Tony La Russa. I think that's a very fair statement, and it's one of the reasons that it enraged me, and it enraged a lot of people, because of what it felt like it represented. None of these answers, I don't know if I wasn't coming to you with this segment to give you real solutions to the problem. I just know that there are a lot of things to disagree with Kenny Williams about, and I have found myself disagreeing with him on myriad subjects. But I think that he should be recognized and applauded for continuing to fight the good fight and not wanting to be the only one in the room. And that's hard. What he has to do, of not just being a representative of the White Sox as an organization, but he has to represent not just the Black community, but people of color that want to be more involved in baseball overall. He's got to be that voice. And it's not an easy thing. I appreciate him doing that. I appreciate the introspection that Jed is showing. I wish he would get to the place where Theo is at, but baby steps, I'm here for it. But understand that you talk about an OG, like a real gangster. Kenny Williams is that, and he deserves your respect in that regard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.